بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, inshallah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have chose to speak on the topic of Yawmul Jumu'ah, this Mubarak day of Friday, the Salatul Jumu'ah, the Salat of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, the virtues of this day, the significance, the importance, the barakat of this day, the importance of this day. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned, Sayyidul Ayyami Yawmul Jumu'ah. Sayyid in Arabic means a leader. The leader of all the days of the week is Friday, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is the khair in Jumu'ah? Why is it so important? What is the significance of Jumu'ah? So he explained in one hadith, fihi khamsu khilal. There are five qualities, five important reasons why Jumu'ah has become so sacred. Amongst which he mentions, fihi khuliqa Adam. This was the day when Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The very beginning of man was on Friday. Allah had gathered the sand of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and created him in the last hour of Friday. This is the day when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was entered into Jannah. This is the day, Friday, when he was sent into the world. It was on a Friday, tawaffahu Allahu Adam. Tawaffallahu Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam mouth on Friday. On a Friday, there is an hour, fihi sa'ah. There is an hour. Hour, not we're talking 60 minutes, there is a period of time. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to this time being very little. Khafifa. Very little. But there is that time on the day of Jumu'ah when a person turns to Allah, he supplicates, he makes dua to Allah, Allah answers his dua. It is on a Friday, fihi taqumu sa'ah, where qiyamah will take place. It will be yawmul jumu'ah. So Friday has been regarded as sayyidul ayyam, the leader of all the other days, the best of days in which the sun has risen, is Friday. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, nahnu wal akhirun as-sabiqun, yawmul qiyamah. We came last into this world. All the other generations preceded us. All the other ummats preceded us. We came last into this world. نحن والآخرون. But السابقون يوم القيامة. We will be the ones who will precede others on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, we will gain entry into paradise first. Rasulullah SAW explained, بيد أنهم أوتوا الكتاب من قبلنا. Yahud and Nasara were given their books before us, we came last because the Quran is the last final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahud, the Jews were given the Torah. The Christians were given the Injil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented, this is the meaning of various ahadith, Allah presented to them a day of significance which they will hold in high esteem. The Jews chose Saturday, Christians chose Sunday. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had planned it such that they chose Friday. And Rasulullah says, وَالنَّاسُ لَنَا فِيهِ تَبَعٌ. Friday comes first, then Saturday, then Sunday. So again, we have got first position. We are first Friday, then the Yahud Saturday, then the Christians on Sunday. They are following us. We are the leaders, Rasulullah is explaining. Nonetheless, this day of Friday is extremely important. In the time of Jahiliyyah, Friday was not known as Yawmul Jumu'ah. It was known as Yawmul Aruba. But very strangely, or very interestingly indeed, one of the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Ka'ab bin Lu'ay, in that period of Jahiliyyah, he would assemble the Quraysh and give them a talk on Friday, Yawmul Aruba. When Islam came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah. He is still going to make hijrah to Madina Munawwara. We know the Ansar were awaiting the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sent Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu to invite them toward Islam. It's a long story. But they had already, many of them, embraced Islam. They are awaiting the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the interim, they thought and pondered to themselves, that look here, the Yahud are gathering together on a Saturday, Christians on a Sunday. Why don't we choose a day where we have a collective gathering, where we give a talk, a khutbah, salat. So they applied the analogy at that time. They were still awaiting the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala performed the first Jumu'ah. أول من صلىها أسعد بن زرارة رضي الله تعالى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم comes to قبة. He's now coming to Madina. He remains there for 14 days. He leaves قبة and he comes to a locality of Banu Salim, and it happens to be Friday, and now he performs the first Jumu'ah in this locality. Those who were present joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gives a beautiful khutbah. Unfortunately, if we go into that khutbah, we won't have time to explain the remaining etiquettes of Jumu'ah. Inshallah, I have firm niyat that on one occasion, someday we will explain the khutbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beautiful sermons Rasulullah had delivered. We see the themes, the words he used, the guidelines, the advices he imparted to the ummah. Nonetheless, in that khutbah, it was revolving around taqwa. Rasulullah ﷺ had performed the first khutbah at that locality, just out of Quba, before entering Madina Munawwara. The word Jumu'ah comes from the Arabic word Jama'a. Jama'a means to gather. Ijtima'i nasi fiha. Some ulama and scholars have said, because on the day of Jumu'ah, we can see there is a huge crowd. People gather. People collect together. And we hear a khutbah, a sermon. We perform these two rakat salat in congregation together. So because there is a gathering of people, of Muslims, therefore Jumu'ah. And others have mentioned various other reasons. Some people have said, no, the Jama'ah, Jama'ah Allahu Tina Adam, Tina to Adam, Allah Ta'ala had gathered the soil of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the Friday, therefore Jumu'ah. Nonetheless. So this was a brief history on Jumu'ah, the name, the word Jumu'ah, and this brief history behind Jumu'ah. Allah had made it compulsory fard. Every other day we will perform Salatul Dhuhr. But on a Friday, there is a khutbah that is delivered and two rakat fard of Jumu'ah. Of course, there are various masail regarding Jumu'ah. We are not going to those fiqhi masail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, idha nudiya lis salati bi yawmil jumu'ah, when you are called for salatul jumu'ah, fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'. Two things. Then make a concerted effort, a genuine, sincere effort, in which you are not distracted by anything else. Your mind, your heart, your soul, your physical body must be moving promptly towards Salatul Jumu'ah. The word fas'au in Arabic means, generally, it means to hurry, to hasten. It also means al-qasd, to have this firm intention, as Allama Qurtubi has mentioned. Ulama say, you don't rush, you don't run towards Jumu'ah Salat. Alaykum bis-sakina, in a tranquil manner, in a calm manner. In a composed manner, showing the auspicious nature of Jumu'ah. But a person must be focused. Now he has to leave out all his transaction, wadharul bay'. He's busy conducting a transaction. He's busy with some other activity. The Quran says, leave out all those activities that will become a hindrance to your proceeding towards Jumu'ah. It is Salatul Jumu'ah time. Now your shop will close, your practice will close, your businesses will close. You leave all your discussions. Now you move genuinely, sincerely, with full dedication. You make this conscious effort towards Salatul Jumu'ah. And that is why the word fas'au ila dhikrillah has been mentioned, that you must move towards the remembrance of Allah. And dhikrillah here refers to the khutbah and towards Salatul Jumu'ah. Wadharul bay'i. And leave out all transactions, because generally that's the thing we are mostly involved in. So Allah says, now you leave out that business deals. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you. If only you know that presence and that moving and proceeding towards Salatul Jumu'ah and listening to that khutbah and participating in Jumu'ah with sincerity, determination, listening attentively, then you'll be, that is better for you. You'll be successful. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was Jumu'ah. He was delivering the khutbah. Mufassireen have explained this, that in the beginning, the khutbah of Salatul Jumu'ah was given after the two rakat Salatul Jumu'ah, like how we make an Eid in the beginning. So Salatul Jumu'ah, the two rakats was performed. Rasulullah ascended the minbar and he was busy delivering a khutbah. When suddenly the Sahaba heard the caravan, the trade caravan of Dihya al-Kalbi, who at that time, according to the Mufassireen and Ulama, at that time he had not yet embraced Islam. He had come from Syria. He had brought the essential items which the Sahaba would like to purchase, food items and other necessities of life, that he had purchased from Syria, and this caravan had now entered Madinah Munawwara. So there was a beating of some drums to alert the Sahaba and the people of Madinah that there is a caravan of Dihya al-Kalbi has arrived, so you must quickly come and buy whatever you require. It is mentioned at that time the Sahaba, when they heard this caravan coming, they left the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they went outside to be engaged in that caravan that had come to purchase whatever necessary items they required. Allah talks about this in the Quran. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا. When they see a caravan of trade coming, or some other futile activity, انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا, they move towards that activity. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they leave you standing and delivering the khutbah. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, explain to them. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, the rewards that Allah has got in store for them, for that person who is present in Salatul Jumu'ah, is better than that futile activity. Any other type of hindrance, any other frivolous activity, and the trade caravan that has come. What is by Allah is far greater than all those things. Wallahu khairul raziqeen. Allah is the best of providers. Any person who will worry that he was about to strike the deal before Salatul Jumu'ah, and it will bring for him so much of profits. But here's the call, adhan is heard, he has to leave that deal. It will bother him. Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. When salat is over, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then spread out in the earth, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And seek the fadl. The word fadl in Arabic means the grace of Allah. Ya mufassirin, most of them have said that fadlullah here refers to the rizq of Allah. The sustenance that Allah has provided for you. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Now, abkhub kamao, go out and do business. Earn your livelihood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fair. Allah does not say after Jummah also you cannot do any business. No, before Jummah you did. It is just a period of Jummah where Allah wants our undivided attention. Allah ta'ala wants us together. Allah wants to see this congregation. Allah wants us to show the importance of Jummah. Where our mind is not distracted. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, As-sa'yu, sa'yu al-qalbi wal-niyah. The mind has to be there, the heart has to be present. Our mind should not be wandering over the different things that we will do after Jumu'ah and what we did before Jumu'ah. Focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a Mubarak blessed day. The various etiquettes of Jumu'ah. The hadith of Rasulullah says, Man ikhtasala. Whoever makes ghusl, and of course, various riwayats have been mentioned. This ghusl is not just an ordinary shower a person takes. No, a ghusl, like how a person takes a fard ghusl, when he requires a fard ghusl. And he makes sure that every limb of his is washed thoroughly. So whoever takes a fard ghusl, in the riwayat, if somebody made wudu and came, فَبِهَا وَنَعِمَتْ well and good, but فَالْغُسْلُ أَفْضَلُ. To make ghusl is far better. The reason for this, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we picture the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was small, the roof was not very high, it was low. There were no windows and fans and acorns and carpets that we have. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, كَانَ النَّاسُ مُحْتَاجِينَ. The people were poor. كَانُوا يَلْبَسُونَ الصُّوف. They used to wear garments made of wool, woolen garments. Like how we have a sheepskin. Many of them were farmers. Many of them would come from remote areas. They would walk by foot or they would come by camel. And when they would assemble and congregate in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wearing these type of garments and sitting closely together, it is mentioned the minbar of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just 3 steps. He was sitting very close to Sahaba. And because it was extremely hot, the intensity of the heat made them perspire. And because of this perspiration that came out of their bodies, it gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some discomfort. Therefore he instructed the Sahaba to make ghusl. So this is the wisdom, this is the hikmat behind having a ghusl on a Friday. People are sitting from various places. Some person has come from work. Therefore, if you have an ablution, a ghusl, and you come, you will not give any other person some discomfort. Then, وَلَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ. He wears the best of his clothing. Not necessarily brand new, the best of his clothing. He's neat. He's fresh. وَمَسَّ مِنْ طِيبِ بَيْتِهِ. In one riwayat. One riwayat, وَمَسَّ طِيبًا. He applies some itar. Now there's a good fragrance coming out of his body and his himself. Then, he walks towards the masjid. ثُمَّ مَشَى. Of course, sometimes it's difficult for many of us to come walking. So even though we parked our cars and we walked for a little distance, inshallah, we hope to get the benefit of this hadith. Those who walk and come to the masjid will get the full reward. Then he walks. In the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, it is mentioned, for every khatwa he takes, for every step he takes, there'll be this reward of qiyamu sanatin wa siyamuha. Scholars have said this hadith is sahih. For every step he takes, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat and 1 year's roza, fasting. Every step he takes. Now see the importance of mentioning these fada'il. When we come to Jumu'ah, now we must remember these fada'il. And then we will enjoy our Jumu'ah, inshallah. Then as he comes into the masjid, he does not go over the shoulders of people. And therefore the etiquette is full in the first subs first. So when those people who come in late, they do not have to climb over our shoulders. Rasulullah SAW is in the masjid. He's giving the khutbah. A sahabi enters, a person enters, he's late, and he comes over the shoulders of others. Rasulullah SAW says, رَأَيْتُكَ قَدْ تَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ. I've seen you going over the shoulders of people. And then Rasulullah SAW says, مَنْ أَذَى مُسْلِمًا فَقَدْ أَذَانِي. Whoever has hurt a Muslim has hurt me. وَمَنْ أَذَانِي فَقَدْ أَذَى اللَّهِ. And whoever has hurt me, caused me pain and discomfort, has caused discomfort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, do not come over the shoulders of people. So to avoid that, those of us who come early, we should come in the first of. Then he listens attentively, he comes into the masjid, and it is time, it's not, of course not zawal time, he has time before the imam comes out. Then he performs sunnah, performs his nafil. ثم أنصت. He listens very carefully, attentively to the khutbah. Such a person, all his minor sins are forgiven right till the following Jumu'ah. All his minor sins are forgiven right till the following Jumu'ah. Of course, this does not mean that now we have the license now to commit sins. No. Allah, out of his kindness, this shows the significance of Salatul Jumu'ah. That all our minor sins are forgiven right till the next Jumu'ah. And one riwayat says that وَزِيَادَتُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ. In fact, 3 more days extra, Allah says. In other words, 10 days, Allah forgives all the minor sins of the person. For major sins, we have mentioned many times previously, a person has to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed, Allah has deputed angels who stand by the door of every masjid. They have registers, suhuf min nur wa aqlamun min nur. They have registers of light of nur and pens of nur. What do they write? Yaktubun al-awwal fal-awwal. Yaktubun al-awwal wa thani wa thalith. They write, they take attendance. It's a register, they mark. Who came in first? The hadith of Rasul says, that person, Man raha, that person who comes out of his house and goes to the masjid on the Friday, with the etiquette I mentioned, fi sa'ati al-ula, in the first hour, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَةً. It is as though he has sacrificed a camel for the sake of Allah. That is the reward. The second group of people, it is as though they have sacrificed a cow for the sake of Allah. Then, those who come in after that, it is as though they have sacrificed a sheep with horns. Then it is as though a person has sacrificed a fowl, he slaughtered a fowl. And then it is as though a person has given an egg as sadaqah. The hadith exhorts us to come early for Jumu'ah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would come very early for Salatul Jumu'ah. Hazrat Alqama rahmatullahi alayhi was a student of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. He used to say, that one day we went for Jumu'ah, and we tried our best to go early. When we arrived there, there were 3 persons before us already. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Rabi'u Arba'in, we the 4th of 4, Laysa min Allahi bi ba'id, Not very far from Allah, at least we made it fourth position. We didn't come out in the first three, we came out fourth, still we'll get some great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those of us who have that opportunity and ability to come early to the masjid, and alhamdulillah, every masjid in our country, you will find people who are there early. My Ustaz Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib had mentioned, in one of the towns in the Transvaal, he heard of a person who never used to open his shop in the morning of Jumu'ah until after Jumu'ah Salat. And this person would be engaged in the masjid from early hours of the morning. He was curious to meet this person. Personally, he happened to go there on one occasion to deliver some talk. And he found that this person, it was plus minus 9 o'clock, and he saw this person engaged in ibadat. He went up to him, met him, and he asked him, "Mashallah, that I heard that this is your practice, that you always come early, and you only open your shop after Jummah. Of course, there's no compulsion." So, he says, "Yes." He said, "You know what inspired me?" He said, "I had a Christian friend. Both of us went to the Far East on some business expedition. It was a Sunday when some people, some clients of ours, invited us to come and have some meals. So I got ready and I told him, 'Let's go.' He said, 'No, sorry, I cannot come.' I said, 'Why?' He said, 'Today is Sunday and I prefer remaining indoors and I will read my Bible.' So this Muslim brother said, 'I went. I came back in the evening, we were invited again for some other function. And again this Christian person said, 'No, sorry, it's Sunday. It's a holy day for us and I will remain indoors.' So this Muslim brother thought, on a Friday, do we show so much of respect? He took a lesson, took an ibrat. So when he came back, he decided to seclude himself in the morning hours of Jumu'ah, right till Salatul Jumu'ah. He did not even open his shop and he remained in the masjid. Of course, we have doctors and other professional people. They have to be working in the morning. Otherwise, the patients will die in the hospital. You see, where's the doctor? He's in the masjid. No. But those of us who have the opportunity, we have the ability, we can do that, then there is great virtue for coming early into the masjid on a Friday. And what do those angels do? They write out all those people who are attending Jumu'ah. But the hadith says, the moment the imam stands up to deliver the khutbah, the angels tawaw suhufahum, they close those books and they come themselves to listen to the khutbah. Subhanallah. While they are writing, they can see the time is running short and a certain musalli is not present. One angel will say to the other angel, Ibn Khuzaymah has mentioned, he says, ma habasa fulanan? Why is that person not there? What has kept him back? And they would make dua, Allahumma in kana dhalan fahdihi. Wallah, if that person is astray, he's lost, he hasn't found his way, fahdihi, ya Allah, guide him to the masjid. Allahumma in kana faqiran fa'aghnihi. Wallah, if he's poor, he doesn't have the means, give him the means so he can come to the masjid. Allahumma in kana maridan fa'afihi. Wallah, if he's sick, give him the health and give him cure so he can be present. But the moment the imam stands up for the khutbah, they close the registers. Meaning that even though the person comes afterwards, he makes it for his Jumu'ah, he has fulfilled his faraid, but in the registers of the angels, he's marked absent. Therefore, we should come early to the masjid. After Jumu'ah Salat, as I mentioned, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go out and do your business. Araf bin Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, that after his Jumu'ah Salat, he would stand by the door of the masjid. Allahumma inni ajabtu da'watak. Wallah, I answered your call. You said, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the call is made or the adhan is given for Salatul Jumu'ah, then come. Hasten towards Salat, or come, as I mentioned, the explanation of Fas'aw ila dhikrillah, with a concerted effort. Oh Allah, I've answered your dua. I've answered your call. Ajabtu da'watak. Wa sallaytu faridatak. I performed my fard. Wa antashartu. Ya Allah, now I'm going out. Kama amartani, how you have commanded me. Farzuqni min fadlik. Ya Allah, you give me now sustenance. You give me my rosy. What of your grace and kindness? فَإِنَّكَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. You are the best of sustainers. So in the beginning, In the beginning this was, the khutbah was given after salat, then Rasulullah changed it. Khutbah is now, then was given first, and then the salatul jumu'ah. On a Friday, what should we be doing? I mentioned these etiquettes, having a ghusl, applying itar, making miswak, coming early to the masjid, performing your salat. Also, recitation of durood sharif. It is mentioned in many ahadith. Rasulullah said, recite in abundance durood and salat upon me on a Friday. Then suratul kahf. That person who recites suratul kahf on a Friday, will be noor for him till the next Friday. Will be noor for him on the day of qiyamah. We have mentioned this previously. Then if a person who makes dua on a Friday, there are various ahadith mentioned. This time, when a person makes dua at this particular time, which is unknown, the exact time is unknown, Allah has kept it hidden. But if you have to be making dua at that time, when it is time of acceptance, your dua will be answered. But for many ahadith, great scholars like Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi, many of them have mentioned the different explanation, and most of them have said that it is the time after Asr Salat, just before Maghrib Salat. Qubayl al-Maghrib. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala had an attendant, a khadim or khadima, and she would say that please go and check. When it is almost a little while just before the sun would set on a Friday, inform me so I can engage in special dua. The time when du'as are accepted. Make du'a for ourselves, for our family members, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do we let these opportunities just go wasted? A person who passes away on a Friday, that wuqiya min fitnatil qabr, he is saved from the azab of qabr. Subhanallah. Person who passes on a Friday, Allah saves him from the azab of the qabr. There is so much of benefit, so much. And that person who leaves out performing Salatul Jumu'ah deliberately, he's got no Shari'i excuse, he's got no valid excuse. He was not a traveler, he was not sick in hospital. He had the means, he had sound health, he had every means. He had no excuse whatsoever. Deliberately, if he leaves out Jumu'ah, then Allah Ta'ala will seal his heart. Allah will seal his heart. He'll be from the ghafirin. In some riwayat, it is mentioned, such a person is a munafiq. He's a hypocrite. Allah will close his heart. Allah will seal his heart. لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ أَنْ وَدْعِهِمْ الْجُمُعَاتِ People should abstain from missing out their Jumu'ah deliberately. So every effort must be made that we attend the Jumu'ah Salat. If we know of brothers of ours who are not performing the Salat of Jumu'ah, politely encourage them, give them the fadail of Jumu'ah, and make sure that they also attend the Jumu'ah Salat. There's so many other aspects of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to at least whatever little we have listened to bring it into our lives and enjoy the significance, the benefit of Jumu'ah. We must respect this Mubarak day, Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the leader of all the other days. And I mentioned in the beginning, the virtues of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our Jumu'ah Salat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the anwarat, the barakat of Jumu'ah. And after the Salatul Jumu'ah, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, it is mentioned the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, there was an elderly woman, and she would wait for the Sahaba to emerge from the house, from the masjid, after Salatul Jumu'ah, and she would prepare some vegetable dish for them. Min usuri silq. Some type of vegetable with some wheat, she'll make some type of dish for them, and the Sahaba would relish this. So some scholars have mentioned, al-aklu ba'da salatul jumu'ah, eating after salatul jumu'ah. If sahaba saw us, would we eat dal and rice after jumu'ah, they would have some just vegetable dish and they would be satisfied. And in fact, the sahaba would say, kunna natamanna, we should enjoy waiting for that jumu'ah salat, and after jumu'ah we will visit this elderly woman and she would present this dish for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of benefiting from salatul jumu'ah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.